Well, good morning. This is Monk Anita in the Absolute Monastery. Today we go on with our stories, our blessing stories from Monboruzzo, Villa Prato. I'd like to talk about a man I got to know in this short time I spent in this village. His name is Sandro. We had a couple of real fun meals in the Villa Prato, and at one meal one of the guys brought his father along, and his father is this Sandro I talk about. The first impression I had of Sandro is that he's extremely warm-hearted. He right away grabbed my hand and started to talk a storm towards me. I also realized as soon as he did that his son started to get my attention to tell me he's a little bit confused, so don't be disturbed, just talk to him. And I thought, what a funny way to introduce your father to someone. So I already had that picture of Sandro confused. I started talking to him and we found out that Sandro had spent quite some time in Switzerland, so he knew a little bit of Swiss German and always used it when I was around. And since I had that already in my consciousness that he's confused, he used at the beginning a whole evening ask me the same questions, always repeat the same questions. Where are you from? And oh, you're from Switzerland. Oh, then you know Schaffhausen. Yes, that's where my wife comes from. And then we had the same talks all the time. To me, it didn't matter because I like him. And I just answered the questions each time and we had happy, good talks. Like on Sunday afternoons when we sometimes went to the bar to see our friends, to have an ice cream, Sandro would sit there too. And they told me that Sandro doesn't remember people. He does remember a lot from the past, but otherwise he's really not here. He's not living in the now. But I realized whenever I and John came along, he instantly waved. And especially with John, he walked to John, would grab his hand and say, "Hi, long friend." So he always recognized John. And I thought, there's much more than Sandro shows that he is. It's just really a big game he plays. It's a big illusion. During these 4 months while I was in Monboruzzo, I heard different stories about Sandro, like once he fell and hit his head very strongly and seemingly had decided to move on, but then decided, nah, not now. So he came back, all these stories about wanting to go. And also when we went out for dinners, Sandro came along a couple of times and he wouldn't eat. He would just push his plate away and he wouldn't eat. And I thought, what a game. If he really wants to go, why doesn't he just go instead of this drama all the time? And then I realized, for example, at one dinner that he again decided not to eat, and in Italy that's a big thing if you don't eat. That's something is not good if you don't eat. And there was a big drama going on at the table, and then suddenly people forgot it was too much bother and left him alone. And then Sandro realized that I didn't eat. I was sitting right opposite him and I purposefully didn't eat. I just waited. And he said, "Why aren't you eating? You're supposed to eat to be strong and healthy." And he gave me the whole shebang. And I said, "Why aren't you eating? Do you eat? I will eat too." He said, "I don't want to eat." And I said, "Well, why should I eat?" And then he said, okay. I said, "Actually, it's quite delicious." And he said, "Yeah, that's true." So he started eating while talking. He forgot that he had decided just a moment ago not to eat. And then I realized how sharp this guy is. He's got such a sharp mind and always pretends to be not really in his marbles, I think you call it. What a game and what intelligence it takes to play this double game. I also realized when children are around, he loves children. He's full on. He talks to them straight. He tells them how beautiful they are. He's positive. And I just started to see him different. I saw, hey, there is something great behind that guy. And then 1 week, my sister Rita and Andreen visited the Villa Prato. And on Sunday, as usual, we went to the bar to get an ice cream for Andreen. And Sandra was in the bar too. So we sat down next to Sandra around a round table and started to talk. And Sandra was all slim and happy when he saw the boy. Andreen was totally at peace with himself. He had ice cream all over his face. He was just smiling and happy, enjoying himself. And Sandra saw the boy, and then he looked at Rita and saw what a happy relationship they have and how content Rita is, what a beautiful lady she is. And he started asking me questions about Rita because I could very easily talk to Sandra, and my Italian was good enough that I could just chat along. So he asked me how, where Rita's husband is. That was the first question, actually. And I said, well, her husband is happily married in Switzerland. They have parted a while ago. They're actually both very happy. And he said, are you telling me that this lady, this beautiful lady, is not married and living alone with her son? And I said, yep, that's the fact. And then something happened that was beautiful. That guy, which seemed to be old and not totally with himself, turned 100 degrees. He was full on. He acted like a 30-year young man that was courting a lady. And he was sharp, as you can imagine. Like, everything he said was totally clear, and he knew exactly what he wanted out of that talk. So he straight away, he pointed his finger to me, I remember, and said, okay, you translate now. I want her to understand every word I say. And I thought, hey, that's going to be interesting. And then he proposed to Rita. He right away proposed, and he was so clear because he was talking about something he believed in. What I knew about his life is, well, I knew his children. He has a daughter and a son. The daughter lives a very, very happy family life. She has three children. And the son is a beautiful young man with a lot of talents, nearly unlimited. He's very close to John. They got along very well because they both have a beautiful flowing imagination. And for me, what I knew about these children, I knew how important children for him are. That's his life. And he also told me once about his wife, which he lost only about 2-4 years ago. And I knew that having a family and kids was for him life. That was for him what he really believed in. So when he started to talk to Rita, he talked about something that was totally on his heart, what he straight out believed in. That's why he was so absolutely clear and acting and talking like he was 30 years young. And then he started giving all the suggestions to Rita, what she can expect when living with him. And he said, well, you know, I've got two houses. And before, he sometimes didn't even know where he lives. So he described the two houses he has in Monbaruzzo and one in Genua. And he talked about how good he cooks. Mm-hmm. He that hardly eats, he's an excellent cook, and that's true. And what he does during the day, and that he actually also keeps his house very clean, spick and span. So he frankly told her, you don't have to cook, you don't have to clean, nothing at all. I would do everything. All you have to do is be happy with your son, be a beautiful mom and live life, because he believed women are the happiest when they have children and are looked after. That's his heart's belief. So he offered Rita the greatest for him, because he offered her his days and his nights. He offered her his life, his belief. And I was so touched. I thought that was so beautiful. And he went on with all his offers, and they could then in the evening play cards together, have a nice meal, have beautiful talks, and then go to sleep and sleep happily. And I had to snicker a little bit with this picture and Rita in it. But I also realized what it meant for him. For him it was the most beautiful life a lady and himself could imagine. And it was so straight and so clear, and it was so beautiful. And I remember Rita then, when he was finally finished with all what he had to say, she told him how honored she is, and it's really beautiful, but she actually has a life in Switzerland, and she has a partner, and she has a work, but she thinks it's really beautiful what he says. And for me, to see that was quite gorgeous, because Sandro plays such a game of being helpless somehow, and in fact he's not at all. He just, like, as soon as something kicks in that he believes in and he's happy with, that turns him on, he's totally himself, and he's a very handsome man. And somehow he seems to forget that in between when he thinks he's old. And it's funny, it's like he would then fall into the trap, what is maybe expected of him. But actually in Monbruzzo that's not even expected of him, because the people in Monbruzzo are extremely young. I've seen people that were 70, 80, and I thought they were 60. They had such a life spark and life joy in them. And it's just funny. And I think as soon as the decision is made, if it's living or dying, he will soar. And he could easily pick up any beautiful lady. He's got so, like a painter, like an artist, so half long hair, which you hardly see on elder men, and very thick. And he has it always so lazily, like the wind would go through, laid back. And he looks good, he's so handsome, and he's so nice in his manners. He's a real gentleman. And I think now I see Sandro really living who he is and having a ball and being himself and having fun, because that's what I see in him, and I think it's beautiful. That's Sandro from Monbruzzo.